Laptops are such a stupid segment, full of stupid compromises that don't actually make any sense for most people. That's why my new thing is saying laptops don't exist, because like, when's the last time you saw someone using a laptop that wasn't sitting on a hard surface, even if it was a tray in their lap or whatever? I realize that people do that, but like, you know, I do it. I have it sitting on my tummy sometimes. But it's like basically the same thing. There's no, except for like people who go and do like mobile testing in the field and are walking around with a computer. Tablets, I guess, make sense, in that regard. But laptops, this place between, netbooks even make sense. But laptops, for most people, especially people who don't travel for work, like by design, they make so many compromises, including price, heat management, so performance, the amount of I/O available when. When I actually had friends in high school, I didn't have a laptop, but I used to bring my desktop over to my friends all the time. This was like, compared to the desktop I have now, that tower was very heavy. How heavy is very, it's not really very, I mean, it's less than 20 pounds. And like, if you put any thought into your quote unquote cable management, actually now, what am I saying? Nowadays, all of you fuckers probably have wireless shit, but, this is before I ever had any wireless peripherals, and that was intentional. If you systemize it, like, okay, let me, what I would do is just when I go over, after school, I'd be like, hey, I'm gonna run by the house and grab my PC real quick. And you know, what it, the whole step of like removing my computer and bringing the entirety of it to a friend's house is, three trips maybe from where your desk to the car. I guess I don't need to go into more detail than that. That's basically it, because you're bringing, display, one, mouse, two, keyboard, three, tower, four, headphones, five, or speakers. And I guess you could, if you're considering the power supply, however it is, a separate thing, six. Okay, there's six things, picking up six things and then like moving them somewhere and then putting them down. Like, what do you have to do when I got there? Bring it in, three trips, plug the power in, plug the mouse and the keyboard in, plug the display in, plug the display's power in. That's it. Boom. I guess, I don't know. I'm saying this, I'm sounding like the motherfuckers that go and set up their desktop, their gaming PCs at McDonald's. Okay, that's not what I'm saying. because who are the only people that spend a long time, in coffee shops? Why do they do that? It's purely for the free network. It's not for any other reason. Anyway, cause you wouldn't want to be in McDonald's gaming on your desktop unless you absolutely, you know, had to. But my whole point here is, I'll add something. My Microsoft Surface Laptop 2. I love this computer, this little computer. It's 2.7 pounds, I think, or it might be 2.3. I talked more about when I got the desktop, like all the things that I actually should be doing on the computer, as in reading, with Discord open and Twitter, listening to music, and then using word processing software. That's basically all. Oh, and light, photo manipulation, and some light video manipulation. And I don't mean light and it could still be high res, but like no advanced editing. So basically, like, especially minus video editing, the Surface Laptop 2 is more than capable of doing everything that I actually should be doing on the computer. And with cloud services like OneDrive, it's got more than enough space. Anyway, like the priority of making it so small, I just wonder how much more shit I could have gotten for the money. Of course, it's just hard to have this discussion without people immediately thinking that you're about to say, build your own PC. And I guess what I'm really doing in many ways is defending my own decision, several decisions actually, throughout my computing history, of saying I'm not going to build my own PC. I'm going to build, going to buy a tower from a company. Oh God, all-in-ones are that's the absolute least sensical thing in the world. Anyway, luggables were the answer. My compact portable is exactly as portable as you ever, it sucks to carry. Like, I wouldn't want to walk miles with it. I have once, when I was traveling with it, which was fun. But so, okay, so the equivalent is like basically the desktop that I have now, the tower, if there was a handle on top of it, I mean, the thing is so fucking light, it'd be absolutely no problem to carry around. And especially, okay, like when we're using solid state shit, which is, I understand it, like you can, you're free to move around a computer while it's running and reading and writing data on a solid state disk without worrying about fucking it up. I forget the term. It's been so long since I've had to worry about fucking up a running hard disk with movement. Of course, none of this would matter at all if laptops didn't make sacrifices, but they do. And the portability thing, like, I, as much as I love the Surface Laptop 2, and it's a, like, an actually elegant computing product, it's an elegant PC. I think it's cooler to be seen with it than to be seen with a MacBook Pro, for sure. But, man, it's just, it doesn't need to be so light. but yeah, I hope that I think I communicated my argument. I've been making this argument for a while, I think. But it wasn't until just now that I realized, God, luggables. That was the segment that actually made sense. And of course, but yeah, that luggables, God, everything comes back. I have to bring back Compact. My life, it just all eventually ends up in that conclusion. Luggables.